Welcome to How to Study in Germany, the podcast that guides international students through the exciting journey of studying abroad. From navigating student life to overcoming challenges, we are here to help make your experience in Germany unforgettable. Tune in for real stories, valuable insights, and everything you need to thrive as an international student. Our guest today is Sergei, originally from Russia, who has been living in Germany for more than 3 years while pursuing his master's degree. Sergei has made impressive progress in learning the German language, and after a long search, he has successfully found a job here in Germany. In today's episode, we will hear all about his journey from moving to Germany, adjusting to a new culture, mastering the language, and navigating the job market. Hi, Sergei. It's really nice to have you here. Let's start by getting to know you better. Could you tell us a bit about yourself, where you're from in Russia, what you are studying, and what led you to choose Germany for your master's degree?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having me today. As you said, I'm Sergei, and I came here from Russia. I'm doing here at Leuphana my master's degree in public science, something like governance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my master's program called Public Economics, Law and Politics, and unfortunately it closed now, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still pushing until the end.
But what inspired you to pursue a master's degree abroad and especially in Germany?
You know, I believe this is really good opportunity to take something from another culture, maybe to get a wonderful experience of traveling and studying and doing completely different life from what I did. And yeah, that's really great.
Mm-hmm. How did you decide on this specific field of study? Maybe you were studying something before Leuphana.
Yeah, I have my background in law, and yeah, I have my bachelor degree in law. And after I finished my first education, I decided I need something more, but I wanted something different, but not completely different. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I was looking for something maybe in between law and something else. Mm-hmm. And I found it here at Leuphana, fortunately for me. And I really like my education here and program I have.
Did you do your bachelor in Russia?
Yeah, I made it there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you tell us more about your program?
Yeah, sure. This program called, as I said, Public Economics, Law and Politics, and this is really great combination of social science except sociology, but program built on this interception between economy, political science and law. And during my journey and everyone else's journey, we do something like studying everything but nothing specific. And it's really great because this is how world built and how it works everywhere else. Like, you cannot do law without political science, mm-hmm. and it doesn't work only with economy without law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Do you do any extracurricular activities at university so far?
Yes, and few of them. I'm a member of International Society and a member of Student Initiative also. But right after this podcast, I will have my own, so to say, class. Mm-hmm. We will study, I will be as a tutor, and we will study propaganda and artificial intelligence and their interception.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, you're very welcome to join us.
Oh, thank you. Okay, let's move to the next question. I know that right now you're making a great progress, I guess, with learning German language.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes and no, because German, this is really something. But yeah, I've been learning it for 2 years now, mm-hmm. and I made some progress. Maybe I have now B2 level or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is really difficult journey.
Yeah.
With everything person doesn't want to have mm-hmm. in his or her life. But Anyway, being here and not knowing German, this is not something good.
Yeah, true. Because I guess it's closer to impossible to find a job here only knowing English language.
With job and with everything else, like when you have this, this is not like language barrier. This mm-hmm. is barrier itself. Because here, and this is actually okay, here we are in Germany and mm-hmm. we have to speak native language of all of the people from here. So yeah, this is something everyone should have here.
Mm-hmm. What methods did you use, or maybe some resources you found the most effective in learning German language?
You know, it really depends, but for me, maybe these courses from Leuphana University, language courses, mm-hmm. were really great. And maybe some apps with learning words, because all of German words have these articles and mm-hmm. you have to learn them by heart only way. And there are lots of apps at App Store or somewhere else. You can download this app and just do like these games with these articles and words. Mm-hmm. So maybe these. And I also tried Duolingo, but mm-hmm. I hate it.
Yeah, me too. It doesn't really explain the grammar, doesn't really explain rules. You just learn basically words and you do not even learn them
yeah, and
properly.
Even without articles, and you just do some sentences mm-hmm. and don't really understand what's going on here, why so.
True.
Yeah, and these green birds.
Do you have maybe any specific apps that you use right now, or you used maybe a few years ago when you started your journey, that you would really recommend? Maybe you can check your phone right now.
Maybe I have one. It's called Verbs, and this is a great app for your vocabulary and translation in general, because mm-hmm. it has every kind of not only verbs but word in there, with whole grammar structure and mm-hmm. Articles and forms in different tenses, and mm-hmm. this is really great for German.
Mm-hmm. But have you faced any particular challenges in the learning German language?
Yeah, I guess a lot, with understanding it in general mm-hmm. at the very beginning, because from the start it hurt like sorry Germans, but this is some kind of true. And yeah, from step by step you start to understand specific words from these really fast sentences mm-hmm. and yeah, this is a long ongoing process you have to take part in.
Mm-hmm. Because for me, the most difficult thing is to learn words with this der, die, das. I cannot remember it. It's so difficult.
Yeah, yeah. And especially after that, when you have this accusative, dative and so on, and you have to transfer der, die, das into mm-hmm. something else. And this is like, mm-hmm. how to make it.
Like, in my opinion, sometimes when I finally felt that, oh, I can understand something, and when real German started to talk with me, and in the end, I understood nothing.
Yeah.
I can really understand people that speak German, but it's not their native language. Them I understand, because they have accent that somehow is better to understand than like real German accent.
Yeah.
Has your ability to speak German somehow impacted your interactions and basically integration here?
Yes, I think so. Because as I said, you need language here for basic stuff like going to the supermarket, going to the doctor, making an appointment with authorities or doctor itself. Mm-hmm. And you have to communicate here in German. Of course, a lot of people here, and fortunately for all the internationals here, speak really good English, but mm-hmm. not all of them, and not all of them want to speak English with us or just in general. And this is also okay, because they have their language and it's okay, they want to speak their language, it's easier for them. But as I said, it's much more easier to know basic stuff in German, how to go to the doctor and explain you have pain in something, or to go to the supermarket and ask for help.
Yeah, because sometimes it's very difficult to find the doctor in Germany that speaks English language.
Yeah.
And basically, I have to do some research in the Krankenkasse, or like there is the app Dr. Leap where you can find the doctor. And it's like so difficult, because for that, I have to go to the Hamburg and maybe even more far than center of the Hamburg. So yeah, I guess it helps when you know German language to explain what you feel and what is your pain.
Yeah, that's totally true, especially here with this long waiting list for an appointment. Okay. And when you maybe can explain something more specifically in German, maybe you can find some place closer to these months, but not in 6 months or something like that.
No, and it's very, when it's somehow urgently, it's also impossible to make an appointment in within a few days.
Yeah, totally true.
Yeah. So, I know that recently you found a job here in Germany. Can you walk us through your job search experience and how you landed your current position?
Yes, sure. It was also a long and difficult and depressing journey because, without knowing German here and doing some kind of not engineering or technical work, you have to speak German to have work here.
Yeah.
And I realized that about a year ago when I started searching or looking for a job. And that's why 1 year ago I started this intensive journey in German language. And because of that, it helped me a lot. Because, yeah, I had some experience, working experience. I have background in law. I'm doing master's degree here. Mm-hmm. And still, it's not enough to find easily and fast a job here. But I also know that this is anyway, like, even not with now in German, this is really, really, for some reason, long journey for everyone.
Yeah, true. I agree with that. But what type of job are you doing now? Like, how does it relate to your studies?
Yeah, I do work as product manager here in Lüneburg, and it's not really, really related to my study and education here at Lufana, but I had a working experience in that field, and that helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, my education also helps me all the time, because, as I said, it's combination of almost every field of human society, so to say, and economics background of my study and law background as my bachelor degree, they help me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe do you have any tips for other international students looking for to find employment in Germany?
My biggest tip would be go and learn German, because it would be really easier to find a job knowing German. Second, maybe try to lie a bit, because fake it until you make it also works here. And unfortunately or fortunately, it's how to look at it. But companies here in Germany, I would say, always have really high standards of what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost impossible to find yourself in this position of having all of these requirements just in once. And try to apply for more positions than you think you're okay for. Try to do something like, oh, maybe I'm just 50-50 for that position. I would apply anyway, because I found job this way.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people I know found their job this way as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think you have to apply for as much jobs as possible, because if you apply for 100 jobs, only 5 maybe will reply and invite for the interview, and in the end, or you will have 1 job or you will have 0.
Yeah, that's how it works here.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I guess when some companies, they see your motivation, when you tell them what you really want to do with your life, what is your goal, I guess they can make exception, and if you do not really fit in what they're searching for, they still can take you.
Yeah, that's also true, but it also depends, because I also have not really good experience with that, because I applied for 1 job like 6 months ago, and they have this requirement of knowing German as native, and obviously I'm not native, but I still applied. And in my motivation letter, I mentioned that I'm not native, but I have this goal to speak like native. Mm-hmm. And they contacted me saying, okay, if you have this aim, if you want to progress in German, we can help you. And they invited me to the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came to the interview, this head of the department I had interview with said, no way, we can hire you because you are not native. And it was like, why we are here? Why you invited me to, mm-hmm. to this interview? Why we spent this time together for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bit stupid, but it is what it is.
I heard from some people that some companies, they do not even read the motivation letters. They do not even read what you sent them, the CV. It's just like, it's very random. So if they got maybe 1,000 of the profiles, 1,000 of people that applied for their job, they just randomly pick 50 of them. They sent the letter of invitation for the interview. And from that point, they finally getting to know you more.
Sounds like something that could be real,
mm-hmm.
because I wrote hundreds of motivation letters, and by the end, just interview with few words I added,
mm-hmm.
like make me having this job.
Mm-hmm. How many hours do you work per week?
I work now up to 20 hours because of this visa restriction Germany has, but during my lecture-free period time...
Holidays.
Yeah, mm-hmm. holidays. I can work up to 35 hours, but this is only because of my company. Like in general, you can work up to 40 hours
mm-hmm.
during this period.
In my opinion, balancing your working time and the studying is quite difficult. How do you manage your time and responsibilities between your studies and work and just maybe extracurricular activities?
You know, I'm picking up this German way of thinking with work-life balance, because it really works. And
mm-hmm.
by the time my job is done for today and my time for job expired for this specific day, I just forget about everything related to my job
mm-hmm.
and do other stuff. And I'm not really stressful about my job because I have this atmosphere there where I can work and do things I have to do, I know how to do, and that's it. No stress.
But did you have any experience with maybe burning out?
Not yet. Not yet. Because
I
work only like 3 months, maybe
mm-hmm.
maybe later. But for now, it's quite good.
That's very nice. How has working while studying enriched your overall experience in Germany? Did it make you stronger? I don't know. Did you help you with your time management skill?
Yeah, maybe yes, but this is not something I wanted to have really, because why should I make myself stronger because of this working experience or
True.
Finding job experience? Yeah, I came here to study and maybe have fun, because university
mm-hmm.
is still about fun. And yeah, do I need to be stronger because of something? Maybe it will make me a better person, and maybe not. So
mm-hmm.
how to look at it.
Mm-hmm. So, moving to the next question. Do you plan to stay in Germany after your master degree?
Yeah, I have plans like that. I really love Germany because it's really safe and Germany has really high standards of living and this work-life balance is really great, and I'm not sure I can find something like that in USA, for instance. But it's quite boring here, honestly, and it's really gray. And for sometimes it's rainy, or maybe not only for some time, but more frequently, it's rainy and gray, and I don't really like this weather. But yeah, I think I'll stay here for a few years at least.
Mm-hmm. This weather, mostly on the north part of Germany, so maybe you had the opportunity to explore different parts of Germany. How did you like it? What did you like the most?
Yeah, I even heard that this rainy and gray weather only applies to Lüneburg and Hamburg, maybe.
Possibly.
Because even in Kiel, the weather is completely different. Mm-hmm. And it's the most northern city, the most northern big city in Germany. But yeah, Germany still is quite big country, and you have a lot of to explore here. And maybe I'll find some more sunny place here. We'll see.
Did you find any cultural differences between Germany and Russia?
Yeah, I think a lot of them, especially this Sunday free day when everything is closed and you cannot go to the supermarket or to any other place, but maybe some cafes in the city center. But this is something weird for me, because back in Russia, we have everything open 24/7, and I can understand that this is bad for a lot of people because they have to work much more. But still, I really miss that opportunity to go to the supermarket like after 11 or on Sunday and buy some chocolate and have some fun because of that.
Yeah, true. When I come home to Ukraine, it's like such a blessing to go on Sunday in the evening to the grocery and to buy the chocolate that you wanted, or I don't know, the pack of chips.
Yeah.
When in Germany, when you're craving so much something on Sunday and you don't have it at home, I don't know.
Yeah. And my first experience with Sunday happened right first Sunday I was here, and I came during this coronavirus time, and I had to stay 5 days on isolation in my flat, and 6 day was Sunday, and yeah. I went out looking for something to eat, and I came to the supermarket and it was closed. I came to the city center, just checked whether something happening there, but everything was closed, and I found some Chinese cafe and bought some coconut soup, something like that. And then I have left only potatoes in my refrigerator, and yeah, my supper.
This was hard time.
Yeah, my supper wasn't so good.
Come back from the vacation or just from Ukraine visiting my parents, it always happens that it's Sunday. And the only thing that helps me the most to not starve that much is just the donor places, because they work, I don't know, 24/7.
Yeah, that's true. But it doesn't work this way when you're a vegetarian. So,
yeah. But do you know, maybe they have
falafel, maybe. I'm not a big fan of, but yeah, probably they have.
Yeah. What do you miss the most about your home, and how do you stay connected maybe with your family?
Answering the second question first, I stay connected with my family. We speak almost every day, and once a week we had telephone call speaking to my mom or my dad. But of course I miss my home, just because it was my home, right? And I had a lot of friends and a lot of memories back there. But I don't really miss my hometown, but I used to study in St. Petersburg, and maybe because it was my study time and I was a bachelor, mm-hmm. I miss it more. But yeah, of course I miss it, but maybe not so much because here is also cool.
But do you have some friends that stayed in Russia and you still connect with them?
You know, that's a tricky question because I have some, but most of my friends now all around the world, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it makes it tricky with previous question because I miss something abstract about Russia because mm-hmm. I know that if I go there, I won't meet my friends and we won't go to some place of ours to see each other because almost all of them all around the world. And it makes it sadder, but at the same time, I can go and find them all over the world and mm-hmm. explore more. And this is something, a next step in life. So maybe it's even better.
Did you visit Russia recently or no?
No. I was there last time 3 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
And no motivation to come there?
No, not really, because okay. Situation is not so good there.
Understandable.
And yeah, for me, it's better to stay here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. I guess before we will wrap up everything, what advice would you give to the other international students, maybe from Russia, maybe from other countries, or who are now considering studying and working in Germany?
This is really great opportunity to go and explore something else, different culture, different people, different language. And if you're thinking whether I should go or shouldn't go, you probably should, because mm-hmm. this is unbelievable experience and you won't find it somewhere else. This is the only way, not exactly Germany the only way, but studying abroad, this is the only way to have this experience, and go and take that.
True. And I think that if you are scared of leaving your country, it is just better to regret after you tried to live somewhere abroad than
Absolutely.
Regret that you just didn't go and you haven't tried anything in your life.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Maybe you have any tips on navigating the visa and work permit process. Did you have any problems with that?
Not really, because if you have some question about visa regulation or something like mm-hmm. that, you have to go to your embassy website, or you even can write an email to them or have a telephone call. There are lots of websites with all the needed information. They update all the time. And yeah, just go and find something, Google something by the end of the day. And about working permission, we as students have it, and you don't have to apply for some kind of additional
yep.
working mm-hmm. permit. You just go and work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you maybe suggest how can students effectively prepare for the language and cultural transition? Because it can be, for some people, very tremendous to just face all of these problems with integration and language barrier and everything together. No friends, nothing here. You have to start almost everything from the first level.
Yeah, I have some. Especially here at Leuphana, we have a great international society.
Mm-hmm.
You can apply and join this society like really easily. You can also find an information about it on the website. Just try to find some people maybe from your country that are studying here or will study here, and try to be connected with some people from your country with your experience. So internationals, it's a great first step for making this progress in Germany, because it's not so easy, honestly, to find German friends because of language barrier and in general. But all of the internationals have pretty much the same experience, and
True.
They can share this experience with you, and they're almost always very open-minded to speak with you, to help you, and just ask.
Yeah. Okay, then. Thank you so much, Serozha. Sergey.
Thank you
so much, Sergey, for sharing your journey with us. It was very interesting.
Yeah, thank you for hearing me and good luck.
Till the next time, guys. Bye. And that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. You can find all our episodes on our website at podcast.leufana.de, as well as on Spotify and iTunes. Until next time, take care.